Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Wow. Hello. Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. We're so glad that you're here. We love you dearly. My name's Jimmy, his name's Jake, and BBD's here. Did we tweet it out?
Getting a tweet out.
Getting a tweet out. Jake, how was your dinner?
What's up, guys? It's me, Greaseface Maloney, ready for a West Coast trip.
You do look sweaty.
Dinner was good. Marinated and grilled a couple steaks. Just because I am an All-American. Not on the athletics field, but in my dreams.
In his dream season. All American.
How are you guys doing?
Zooming. Zoomaloo. I'm trying to retweet this tweet, dude. Get some people in the chat. Chat with our people. Say what's up to the people.
Should I retweet the tweet then?
Let's all retweet this tweet.
I'm going to retweet it. Got it.
And Jake's now retweeted the tweet. And I think we're ready to dive into this here pregame show.
Who are you rooting for? Yankees. Let's start off at the top.
I'm rooting for the Yankees tonight. Who are you rooting for?
Also the Yankees.
Mm.
PBD, make it a sweep.
I'm rooting for the Yankees as well, if I'm being honest.
Let's go.
Some interesting news before the series even starts, Jake. Britton out. He goes to the 60 man, done for the season.
Thinking
bone spurs surgery. Kluber's making a start today. On the other side of the field, Jake, Quintana was supposed to start. He gets claimed. Who'd he get claimed by? The Mariners?
The Giants, I believe.
Giants.
Okay, so he gets claimed by the Giants. So now he's a New York baseball Giant. And Shohei isn't pitching tomorrow. So the Angels' first two starters in this series are now not available. And the Yankees are, or the Angels are bullpenning this game with Mike Myers.
Mike Myers. Love Mike Myers.
Maybe the Angels trade back for Heen Dog before game two.
Ooh, maybe that's how this all ends.
They pick him up on waivers, and that's how the Yankees clear a roster spot for Heel.
We actually, the team bus took off, but if you guys, he already knows the facility.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, no, it's cool. He's staying.
He's with us again.
He's with you guys.
He belongs.
We'll figure out the paperwork. Don't even worry about that.
He belongs in Angel Red.
They'll probably resign him, if we're being honest.
Wouldn't it be funny if all the teams that wear the same color red just claimed it? Like, not Cardinal Red, baby.
Mm.
That's Red's Red.
Yeah, I mean, the Reds kind of won that market a long time ago. You can't argue Reds Red. It's a team name.
Can I say something right off the rip?
Can you say something right off the rip? Yeah.
No, right off the rip.
Oh, no. I was hoping you were going to keep it red.
You know what? Because we're like a couple minutes in, so I don't think we're right off the rip anymore.
We're right off the red.
Can I say something right off the red?
Yes.
Thanks to everyone listening. You guys are the best. Appreciate you. You want to get into it?
That's the one. That was the announcement.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. I just love everybody.
That's huge.
I just want to let them know, if you're listening to the Talking Yanks pregame show, I love you. Thank you very much.
I don't like my look right now.
Is it because of the grease or the hat?
Grease in the hat, and I just think I need to get a better angle.
Yeah, you got some weird shadows going on. That's good. Do that.
I'll just do this then.
It's perfect.
Keep Yankee, that right there.
Yankees are starting DJ LeMahieu at second base, batting first. Anthony Rizzo playing first base, batting second. Judge in right field. Stanton's DHing and batting cleanup. Joey Gallo in the five hole. Gio Urshela slides up to the six hole. Gary Sanchez, seven. Brett Gardner, eight in center field. And Velasquez, your switch hitting shortstop. A yawn snuck up on me big time, dude. Want to know why?
Why?
I'm so tired. Only got 3 hours of sleep last night because we had the because they flexed it to a Sunday night baseball game. Got home at 1:20 and had to be up at 7 to record Weekly Dumb. So I just didn't get a lot of sleep last night. That's why I'm very tired.
Talking to the right people.
What do you think about the lineup?
I mean, Voit's out if you missed it, and that's just always going to be a bummer. I mean, can't kind of run through the same conversation every time, but I'd like when Luke Voit's in the lineup.
I agree. But I think, you know, it is, they're doing the rotation. Voit's getting a little bit worse end than I think he should, but a lot of that was playing the interleague game. So no interleague games. I think they should be on a Voit's going to play 6 out of 7 games and everyone else is going to play 6 out of 7 games. They're going to rotate through the towers. I think, but it is a bummer. Drag and drop him for Gardy later in the game?
Maybe. What's going on with Tyler Wade?
They're just being rude.
Yeah.
Has Tyler Wade stopped hitting? I feel like in the Angels, didn't he get some hits in the Oakland series?
Yeah, right. All he does is hit. If you pinch hit Voit for Gardy, does Wade go to center?
Probably.
Mm. Probably.
Looks like Wade was 1 for 2 in the Oakland series. So good job.
One for two with the hit by a pitch and a stolen base.
I know. You know, I've really enjoyed Tyler Wade's outfield this season. They haven't used him there in a while. And he's kind of coming off an injury, we think. That's the only excuse for not using him in Atlanta. So, I don't know. That's definitely a little mini what to watch for, because Wader hasn't played – or he played left field a little while ago, but I think Gardy was in center. I don't know. Interested.
Yeah, and like Velasquez hasn't – he's – tapering down because he had 3 good games and the whole Yankees crowd went like crazy about it. So I'm still a little like, you know, what are you doing the waiter?
Yeah.
What are you doing to the dude? He's hitting.
Hot IG pick.
He's still performing. Other than that, fine with it. They go back to the balance. We didn't do a pregame show for a lot of the Oakland games because we were dead after the road trip, but suddenly out of nowhere, like last game, going to 3 righties in a row was odd to me, but they're back to balance.
B2B.
Yeah. Do you have anything specific you're watching out for?
I mean, for the Yanks, obviously the Klubot seems to be pretty clear. I think what I'm interested to see, Jimmer, it's the lefties. Ooh, okay. It's the lefties for the Halos. They're kind of the only hitters I'm scared of on their teams. It's Ohtani, Walsh, and Brandon Marsh, the rookie, the caveman. He's had a hot recent stretch. So I'm interested to see how those lefties look. And did Kluber have some lefty-righty splits before he got this year? I can look that up. But, yeah, I'm only interested in the Angels' lefty hitters. Everyone else, me.
Not interested in Joe Adell?
No, I mean, I like him, and I think he could be a good future guy for the game. But tonight, I'm not worried about
Kluber was pretty good against lefties this year so far. 488 OPS, 39 OPS plus against lefty hitters.
How about that? Keep cutting it, Corey. So now I'm not worried about this game at all. Kluber's going to shove. Don't watch. Go to bed at 10:30.
That is. That's good advice by you. My what to watch for, Jake?
Yes.
Kind of Gallo. His moments have been big when he's had them, but I'm kind of sick of, I've seen a little bit of non-Yankee fans or Yankee haters just looking at his stats since coming over, and they're not good. Like the, when he does get hits, they have kind of been big moments, but you know, if you look at his slash line or just like, it's just not great. So I could use Gallo putting together a stretch here, and we got back-to-back bullpen days against the Angels. So like, come on.
Yeah.
Gallo, let's put together a game. Let's have, you know, 1-for-4 with a homer, or you go 2-for-4. 1-for-4 with a homer or a multi-hit game.
On base twice or an extra base hit?
Extra base hit has to be homer.
Okay.
That's his game. I'm just asking him to play his game. 1-for-3 with a homer and a walk. How about that?
It's a great game.
The two outs are strikeouts. Three true outcomes. You do you, Joey the Cat.
What are the other true outcomes? Death?
Taxes, death.
Is taxes always a true outcome? Feel like people dodge them and stuff?
Some countries, maybe not. Taxes suck, man. Not a fan.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. I was in some Angels forums.
Always.
Trying to see who they were going to pitch. And this dude, Sam Med, 327, he thinks it's going to be a combination of Mike Myers, Salman Guerrera, and Cishek.
Yeah, I could see that.
So there's your pitching path to victory from the Angels side.
Yeah. Don't watch out for Elvis Piguero is what I'd say, too.
Not on your top five Elvises.
No. But he has a chance to be tonight with like one funny leg kick.
Someone was a bit upset with you for not putting the Broncos player Elvis on your list.
Elvis Dumervil. He ditched us. Broke my heart.
I'm sorry, man.
He was actually a really, you guys might remember this. He was supposed to re-sign with the Broncos, but literally the paperwork didn't happen in time. So then he left. That was a bummer.
Sounds like a real Rockies move.
Mile higher.
Okay, before we get into your pitching path for victory, it is your out-of-town update. The Cardinals are up on the Reds 2-1 in the top of the sixth inning. The Phillies up 3-1 in the bottom of the second with runners on first and third. Orioles are beating the Blue Jays 1-0 in the middle of the fourth inning, and the Red Sox and Rays are tied up at 1 in the bottom of the third. Rockies and Rangers are playing, but no one cares, and that is your out-of-town update. Now on to the pitching path to victory. Kluber threw 60 pitches in his minor league game, his last minor league start. He threw like 40 before that. I'm thinking it's 50 to 60 pitches.
Around the 60 mark is what I'd assume, but who knows what they got lined up for Corey.
Then they said that Heaney, the Heen dog, is coming out of the bulk guy. But they did say if they don't need him, they won't use him. So it's not a guarantee. It's not like an automatic. He's right. The next guy out. Like if Kluber 60 pitches, get him through 5 magically, then I guess they'd go to someone else.
4.1 or something, you know, if you get to real bullpen there.
Yeah. So, and then they said Heaney would just become a long man, which great. That helps us a whole fucking bunch. Hey, don't need it.
Hey, man, you're the follower today, unless that guy can get it to our better pitchers.
You're our backup plan, and we're hoping we don't use you.
Welcome to the team.
Yeah. You want to go back to Anaheim? No, I hated it there.
Staying here.
I'm with the Yankees. I'm a Yankee.
Tame to the foul pole.
I've never been. You think what? Do you think it's a Wandy day? I think Litke and Chad are out.
I mean, it kind of needs to be. Wandy's taking a little breather. Let's see the bullpen. Oh, what is bullpen budget?
How much money you got? You better budget it out before you buy that box. It's the bullpen budget.
Yeah, Clay Holmes, Wandy, Chapster, Joely. Yeah, I think we're seeing Hayne Dog.
Think so?
Yeah.
They have to win this game. They can't lose three in a row. So the bullpen Angels game.
Yeah, that's the weird part about that, huh? A lot of potentially pivoting emotions tonight. Offense, like you're saying, starter got pulled right before the game. Angels are bad pitchers anyways.
I might add a new segment to the show. And it's very similar to all the other segments on the show. We'll get to it after premonitions.
Whoa.
You can
about to happen.
No, you can veto it if you want once we get there. Okay.
Okay.
But just wait till we get there. I think if it's not the Hayne Dog, I do think it's Wandy and Holmes. Like Wandy and Holmes both haven't pitched in a while. Joely as well. Like I don't throw Laza, and don't throw Chad and don't throw Litke today. Should be able to beat the Angels bullpen without those guys.
That's where I think they're going to be inclined to use the Hayne Dog, just because you can today.
Yeah. Put up runs so we can use the Hayne Dog and not care about it. Someone in the chat asked if we will still be in the office eventually. And then someone asked what your knee smells like. That's a coach ball game question.
Smells like a pulled back muscle from doing that.
How about that? All right. It's a draft in a carafe. Drinking out of the carafe. Homer draft. Okay, Jake. Again, the Oakland series just got all around botch job by us. We were on the road. We were tired. I slept all day. The Homer draft is brought to you by the National Baseball Hall of Fame's new YouTube show, Hall of Fame Connections.
Hall of Fame Connections.
I'm an artifact from the Hall of Fame. Do you want to hear about me? Well, tune right in. And this is another person, and we're going to connect it. It's a 13-part YouTube series in the Hall of Fame. It's brought to you by I Love NY Grant. And, you know, I'm going to pull it up, BBD, because we've just been guessing at the other part of the Grant a couple times. And I think Jake got it right once, or maybe you did. And then I think I don't have it right anymore.
You want to ask a question?
Dude, I love when you ask questions.
It's kind of not for you.
Oh, who's it for?
It's for the people. And it's, do you like baseball? Have you ever watched a video on YouTube? What if I told you you could combine those? watch baseball videos on YouTube. You do it here already, people.
Support for the series was provided by a Market New York grant through ILoveNY/New York State's Division of Tourism as a part of the Regional Economic Development Council initiative. Stay up to date with the release of each episode of Hall of Fame Connections. Follow the Baseball Hall of Fame social media channels at Baseball Hall on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Each two-part series features both a narrative storytelling element that weaves through the history of some of the museum's most iconic artifacts. I was working on my voices today because I just had dinner with my nephews. Mm. A lot of different voices were being used. So,
Dusty Baker come out finally?
No, Dusty Baker doesn't come out with the nephews.
Damn.
You're back on the couch, little fucker. That'd be funny. That's what I said. No, it's basically just all the voices from We Sing in Sealyville. Way down south where bananas grow, there lived an elephant, his name was Joe. Something like that. Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. Jake, do you have first pick? You do. What exciting news.
Whoa.
Wouldn't it be so nice to be Jake?
Opener Myers, 3-game set. Yeah, boy. You know what I think I'm going to take? Jimbo. Jimmer Fredette. I'm going to go there and Judge.
Crazy. Crazy.
Got him. Hall of Fame Connections.
Bad pick, to be honest with you. Because it's a bullpen day. And who crushes relievers? Especially lefty. If they bring a lefty reliever out due to the lineup.
Aaron Judge.
Stanton.
Oh.
Wrong guess. And then you know what? Rizzo was hot, heating up. I think Rizzo's going to pop one today because the bat started to get going. You know, he had a day game yesterday, got some rest, some relaxation. Do you have a question?
I have a question.
Jake has a question.
More of a statement.
Yeah.
Love the Rizzo pick.
Oh, thank you.
Almost took him 1-1, bro.
No, you didn't.
I almost took him 1-1, bro.
BBD, do you believe him?
I do believe him, but I like the pick he went with.
Okay. Why don't you suck his butt?
Man, if I was there.
Jake, who's your second pick?
Great job, both of you. You know what? You know what? Okay. I'm going to go with Gio Urshela. I think he put up a 1-for-13 last series, and we said, Gio, we don't care, dude. Just seeing you at third is awesome. Guess who cares? Gio Urshela.
Gio Urshela. Yeah.
444 feet. Lock that in, Daniel.
444?
444 from
that's Gio. Actually, that's 911 in Portugal.
Portugal.
That's the emergency number there.
I've always wanted to visit the Azores.
Now, you know, I just made that up, right?
What's the question?
The 444 Portugal number?
No.
Okay. I don't know if it is. It could be, but I don't know.
Hoping it's true.
It could be. In Australia, it's 0000. Or as they say, ZZZZ.
In Portugal, they use 112.
112.
Seems messy.
What do they use in Scotland? You got to ring a bell?
999.
That can happen by accident.
Yeah.
Jersey Carlson in the chat's being an absolute fucking loser. I'm 5'7", Jake's 4'11". Get over it.
Time out. The Azores are a group of islands off of Portugal, and I'd say I catch myself on Google Maps looking at them once a week.
You love the Azores. I know that. Anyone that listens to John Boy and Jake Radio knows that you're an Azores. I might get you a poster of them.
Oh, dog.
No, that'd be nice, right?
You jocking on me, dog. Yeah, but that's going to be next to my globe. So it's going to be like, wow.
Dude, what if I tattoo them on my face? Because you look at my face so often.
I feel committed to like visit.
Let's get you there. They got cool stuff going on?
No idea the climate. Just look at the map.
You don't know anything? You've never like wikied them? You just look at the picture? How do you spell it?
Azores.
A-Z-O-R-E-S. Azores. And the pictures that I think come from their tourism department, very pretty.
Each island has a different offering.
What's your favorite?
Or so I've heard.
Do you know them?
Don't know a single one.
You just
there's like it's a classic one is has a city on it, and one, you know, you can't do. They recommend you hop around the islands. I don't know. I haven't been.
This one's got a volcano on it.
Yep.
Why don't you visit, dude?
I'll look at some flights.
Yeah. You probably got to fly somewhere else and then like boat to them.
Let's see.
Do people live here? Oh, this one's got an airport.
Looks like you get out there for like $1,000.
Hell yeah. Can you drop? Do they have like Google Maps on the streets here? Dude, they do. You can drop the little dude.
I think most of these flights stop in Portugal. Let me see.
I don't need to interrupt this with breaking news, but the Yankees have acquired right-handed pitcher Jason Parker from the Cincinnati Reds as the player to be named later in the Cessa Wilson trade.
Yes, dude. I was scrubbing through the Reds minor league game logs. And on the episode, the midweek episode, since we don't have a sharp stats, I was going to say, guys, I went through the Reds minor league system and I found the guy that I want to be the player to be named later. And it was Jason Warren Parker. Dude, this guy, man, NC State, just absolutely lighting it up in triple A. I mean, single A with a 4.05 ERA and 1.2 whip. I thought he was prime. So that's awesome.
I want a spot to stay in the Azores. It's not too over the top, but it's nice.
Dude, I Google mapped. I'm like driving around the Azores, you know, like clicking through. And I got to tell you, this place looks like it sucks.
Come on.
It looks like I'm in the middle of Iowa.
So like the one thing I Googled, I think one day I got the courage to type in Azores golf and it pretty much said like, there's some courses, but if that's your goal, you should not come out
here. Dude, I'm scrubbing through this place. It looks like I'm in Iowa. Like it's for being the Azores. This is so boring. I'm out on that. Who's your second homer draft pick? Did you even choose? Gio, yes.
I took Gio. He's going 444.
444, yes.
Part
yes,
of my
yes.
premonition.
I don't know if that's part of your premonition because it's part of your homer draft.
It's both, man.
Both.
Duality of man.
Virtue. BBD, what's the over-under today? And, I mean, it had to change after they went bullpen mode on us. This is probably like a tenner, right? 9.5. That has to be the lowest it is. You got Klubot, Tahini, and then you have the Angels bullpen.
I don't know if it shifted today. I think it might be in the process of shifting right now. Nope, I found it again. I don't know if it shifted today because I didn't check this morning. But looking at it now, the over-under is 9 flat.
Take the over. I'm taking the over. Someone asked why do players to be named later exist? A lot of times, how it works is, you know, you minor leaguers that just got drafted or that are, were drafted last year, you want more time to figure out what your need is going to be. Like, do you want a pitcher? Do you want a shortstop? I don't know. In this case, the Angels selected a group of, is it 10 players? Like, well, you can have any of these 10 players, just make your pick at 3 months from now or at the end of the season. So then you choose your selected amount of players. Then that's how it usually works.
I think sometimes it's like, if you're getting close to the deadline and it's not a major trade, but it's like, all right, we just need to get the deal done. We'll figure out which guy it is later.
And then the Yankees probably sent scouts to go watch the allotment of 10 players that were on the player to be named later list. And then they could make their educated decision of who they're taking. Jake, do you have a question?
I will also take the over with you, James.
Thank you. Thank you, Jake.
Teamwork.
All right, premonitions. Do you have one?
The 444-foot home run by Gio is one.
Okay.
I think Joe Adell does something cool tonight because in the pregame show, you asked if I was like into him or scared of him.
You're worried about him, man.
And I'm not, but I think now that he heard that, because he's watching the pregame show, I think he's going to do something really cool today.
Okay, cool.
You have any promos?
I think in this game, let me take a look at the lineups again.
Okay.
I have a crazy one. I think the G's carry us. Giancarlo, Gallo, Gio, Gary, Gardy. I think when we look at the box score at the end of the game, it's going to be 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 doing all the damage.
It's a lot of guys.
Yeah, but it's no Judge, no Rizzo, no DJ.
So no Judge, Rizzo, or DJ in the box score tonight.
Yeah, it's tough.
That's the hot take.
G's only.
Okay.
Now I have a new thing.
New segment, potentially.
Sometimes our what to watch for me especially, and you sometimes, turns into this. But maybe we separate it, which is an ask. You know, if you ever watched the live streams with us, you have to ask to receive. I have an ask out of Corey Kluber.
Sure.
Don't walk a batter in the first inning.
Mm.
That would be big for me mentally.
Mm.
If he doesn't walk a batter in the first inning.
Okay. Wow. Man, it's a great ask.
Mm-hmm.
Great ask. Yeah, I don't have one today. Just win.
Just win. Okay. Just win. See you guys. Game starts in an hour.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.